whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 265. Today is Saturday, July 17, 2021. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week for two fabulous ladies. I've got Nisi over here and Fair down there. Hi, ladies. Good morning.
Hi there.
Thank you for joining me. It's very exciting. So we've got lots to talk about. So let's dive in, because this is a back to basics for our challenges. We've had a lot of people start, and they might be listening, or we've got some resources and information, and it's also really good just to recap, isn't it? Like, there's stuff that you guys say to me every week or every few weeks, and I go, ah, yes, that, or other people do it. So it's good to remind ourselves and sometimes even to try different ways to go. You know, just because something you might try doesn't work, you know, someone else has an idea and it might be work better for you. So, you know, it's great that we're able to share all this information and pick and choose what works for us. So back to basics is what we're all about this week, which is very exciting. So first off, let's start at the very beginning, ladies. Okay. Way back when. So let's talk about where do we start? Because obviously we've had a few people over the months, maybe a bit more than a few, but we often get people in our Discord server asking, you know, what do I need to do? What's good? How do I start? Or I've just started the challenges, you know, what to do, where to go from. So first off, Nisi, I'm just gonna, you know, let's just throw everything we've got on the table and start where to start for us as players, and also for our newbies. What do we need to do?
All right, well, first off, your very first thing once you've found us is figure out what challenge you actually want to play. Because there's several challenges to choose from, and you know, what sounds appealing to you? Because, you know, you need to figure out which one you think you're going to enjoy, because these aren't like quick things. They do involve a little bit of time, so you want to make sure that you're going to enjoy what you're doing and that you're going to have a fun time doing it, basically. Because I mean, you don't want to be doing something that's just a drag or you're dreading doing it. So you want to do something that's going to sound fun to you.
Yes, that certainly does help.
Yes, very much so.
Or like Chris says, also find a good name.
Yes.
Yeah,
that can be a little bit more challenging. Figure out what name you want to go with. Some people have more naming conventions than others, and others just are like, I don't know, this is what the game gave me. Yeah. So, I mean,
yes, exactly.
Like 10 consonants in a row. It's like, I don't even know how to pronounce that, but you know, that's what it gave me.
Yeah. Then there's Chris, who gets all the good names.
I know.
I think she knows someone.
It's crazy. She just goes, you know, I'll try this, and gets it every single time. I don't think there's been one she hasn't, but yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that doesn't happen on my server.
Whereas for quite often for what the I think for the three of us with challenge tunes, a lot of times we like I put normally Lita somewhere in the name now, so one, I don't get confused what tune I'm on, because that has happened. Also, what that tune is. So, you know, like Iron Lita or Bloodletter, you know, because it's great when you log into a challenge tune and you start doing things thinking you're on a bloodthirsty and you find out you're on an iron. Not so good if you do that and you're on a pacifist.
But yeah, not good at all.
Not good at all. Easy way to get red flags. So, you know, naming convention is very important. It has helped me more times than I like to admit now, especially when I at least I can look at my list of tunes and go, okay, there's all my iron liters. There's all my, you know, my blood liters and there's my passy liter over there, you know, over there. So, so that helps. What about you girls? You both have got certain naming conventions?
Well, everybody's fair one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, there's no class convention mm-hmm. for me. I usually name mine fair or something, often in homage to one of my other tunes of that class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some Sky happened to be one of my first mages, yeah. So I've had Ferris Sky and things like that. So.
Nice. It's good to tie in. Nisi, how about you?
Usually some form of soul to go back to my main, who is Saver of Souls. So I'll try to put soul somewhere in the name, mostly mm-hmm. so that people in my guild knew it was me, but now it's just kind of me and like one or two other people, so it doesn't matter so much anymore. Mm-hmm. But when we had a lot of people in and out and they were trying to find me, it's like, no, I'm actually here. This is my character, in case I forgot to put a note on her.
Yeah.
Or I'll try to stick some sort of spelling of Nisi in the name if I'm having trouble finding something with soul that I'm not reusing recently or... just nothing's sticking, so I'm just like, nah, not this. So I'll either go Soul or Nisi in the name. Yeah. I only have two specific servers I put challenge tunes on, and what they're wearing tells me what they are. So yeah. Like my pacifists are in their very starter gear. The hunter I might have changed the gear on though, but mm-hmm. the priest, she was in her starter robe from start to finish. The irons, I kind of know what the white gear looks like in my head now, so it's like, okay, that's definitely not a bloodthirsty, because the bloodthirsties I tend to transmog, so that I mm-hmm. know, okay, that's a bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Because I only really have like two or three normal characters that I kind of look at from time to time.
Yeah.
Amongst all of my alts that are collecting dust, but you know, it's like usually gear. Like, okay, pacifist, I'll either put some kind of like pacifist attachment to their name, like my pacifist was gentle soul. It's like gentle. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to kill anything. I'm not supposed to crush anything. I have to be very gentle with her. So it's like, okay, that works. But you know, and then the iron I'm running right now, I stuck iron on the name just as a prerequisite because I run 99% bloodthirsty. It's like, hey, mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're questing on this one.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's a very valid point, actually, about servers as well. You know, there's obviously we've got Oceanic, we've got, you know, North America, we've got EU. There's a lot of people that play right across the world, and that's fantastic. And like server-wise, so... For both of you, you know, we have got the Guild of, well, Iron Man, both Horde and Alliance on Wormrest Accord on North America. And other than that, for, you know, there are certain servers that people utilize, and we've got a whole list on the website, don't we, that's got, you know, where typical kind of guilds are and all of that. But do you guys, you know, have any other server requirements that you look at when running challenge tunes, that kind of thing?
I always pick roleplay realms
mm-hmm.
to run on.
Yep.
I just find there's less issues with sharding, realm sharding, and generally, the auction houses, the economies are a little better than for gray gear, particularly the role players are interested in those.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy and sell them. I mean, on one of my service where my regular is, you can't give away a piece of gold, gray gear,
yeah,
or buy one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, roleplay servers would definitely probably be a bit better, and I'm actually going to go one further, maybe a low pop. I mean, you'd probably have a little bit more trouble on Auction House, but for me, I would run into less problems on a Bloodthirsty finding mobs to kill.
Yeah.
I should be on a roleplay server, but I wasn't because I was trying to keep an eye on guild members if they needed something or whatnot, mm-hmm. So I stayed on normal. I should go to RP servers because, yeah, I laughed when Fair said sharding. Absolutely. Because it was a big problem when they first brought the sharding in. And you'd be playing, and all of a sudden the mob you're killing just vanished in front of you when you were on a normal server because you got shifted to another shard, or the mob you went to loot, suddenly it's like, oh, that's alive, why is it eating my face? Yeah. And you're like, oh no. And so, or you would freeze and it's like, spells, hello, because you're in the middle of the transition from one shard to another with no warning.
Yeah.
So the RP servers had a lot less of that going on, so if you're trying to give yourself as much of a safety cushion as possible, yeah, I would go RP.
Yeah.
And depending on what challenge you're playing, maybe low pop RP, maybe not. It depends on if you really need to make money on Auction House for your character.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we've decided, you know, we've looked at what challenge, and that's one of the things. Obviously, we've got, there's a lot of challenges across the board. Obviously, at the moment, there's only three that are really tracked due to API. And yay, Shadowlands API.
Yay.
So fantastic. So, you know, so if you take, let's just take the main three. Let's just take our main three. We've got Iron, we've got Blood, we've got Passy. You know, that goes from everything. Iron Man being our traditional, you know, go quest, etc. Bloodthirsty is about killing, you know, it's just about mass murdering, many, many things, and not questing. And obviously Pacifist is about not killing anything. So, you know, so that's within those three, that covers a fair range of what people can do, you know.
Yeah.
So when someone looks at the challenge, and we've got, you know, all the rules are over on wow.com. Good one. Good one. No, not over there. Don't go to that one. To wowchallenges.com. You will find all the rules, etc. There's a website. Once they've chosen that, and they've chosen their name, they've chosen what faction they want to play, because obviously, you know, we've got faction, we've got classes, and we've got races. Now, for both of you, is there, like, what do you look at when you're going to start playing a tune? I'll start with Nisi first, because I know, Fair, you've got some very, very good thoughts, which I'll get to very shortly, about a certain Night Elf stuff.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So, Nisi, for you, when you sit down and you're working out, what do I want to play class-wise, race-wise? How do you go about that?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends. You know, first off, okay, well, look at all of your class options. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, say you want to really lean towards mage, okay, or warrior. Okay,
yep.
Well, those really don't have very many save your butt moments because they don't really heal. I mean, warrior does have victory rush, but it's very situational. You have to have just killed something, and you have to be able to hit something else, and it's got a lot of strings attached to it. Mage doesn't really have a whole lot. So it's like, okay, well, first off, well, what races can be these classes, and then break it down from there. Okay, so you know, gnome has a slight uptick in their intellect percentage, which could come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trolls, hey, they can get a slight bump in the XP they gain from killing beasts, which might cut down the time that you spend grinding a tiny bit, especially if you're going to be constantly, you know, doing bloodthirsty or something where you're constantly in combat.
Yep.
And you don't plan on going after a lot of humanoids in your grinding loop that you have your eye on doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're on a class that doesn't have many heal options, I tend to go Space Goat.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have Gift of Naru. While it's not great, it is a 2-minute cooldown, and it doesn't kill you for that much.
Yeah.
You could hypothetically hit it while you're running. Well, yeah. As soon as the red screen starts flashing and you're like, oh, I need to get out of here. And, you know, and so it's killing you while you're running for a little bit. It might get you an extra hit or two to keep you alive to get the moth to leash back. So, yeah. I mean, there's certain pros and cons about doing things. I like going gnome, but sometimes I will go Draenei for certain things. But, you know, it kind of depends on what you want to do. Do you like being close to the ground and the mobs are towering over you, or do you like being like at high level with the mobs, in which case that might differentiate what you want to play too, if like the angle that your camera's at isn't comfortable. You know, you have to kind of think about what is going to work for you.
There is such a broad range in not only races of what we've got right across, you know, obviously both factions, and then looking at, you know, something that seems, whether it's appealing, whether you want to, you know, look good in your white gear, you know, everyone's got different factors. Sometimes it could be, hey, that looks really cute and go with that. I have done that before. But on the whole, and I would have to say, I don't know what our percentage is. Hey, Cossie. Cossie came to say hello. Cossie says, what do you say, Cossie? You say, no. He says, nah, give me food. So, you know, on the whole, as we know, that the majority, and especially for someone starting out, that perhaps a good way to go would be to look at a certain race. Now, obviously, it's not for everyone, but do what you want to do. But I know for certain,
like, you gotta play what you're gonna, that you want to play. Also.
Exactly.
I mean, just because somebody says this is optimal, if you don't like that race, don't play it.
Yeah. So, however, we often get people coming into Discord, Twitter, Facebook, all sorts of saying, you know, what is the best race and class to play. It is, you know, it's probably probably the most asked question that we get. And we always say it does come down to your preference. However, we do have a lot of people that do love to play Night Elf. And I'm a Night Elf player myself. I do have, you know, certain irons, and I think I've got a couple of bloods still than a Night Elf. So, fair. Let's talk about playing a Night Elf, because we know a lot of people do love to start off playing Night Elf, and there are reasons why. A lot of people enjoy the reasons why. So, let's talk to you about playing Night Elf as a challenge soon.
Well, I mean, I've played Night Elf since I started playing WoW. So obviously I like the look of them. I like their story. I like their city. I like them in general. For challenge purposes, there is an overwhelming reason to play them. And that's, for me, Shadowmeld.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of all the racial benefits, you know, we talked about having Int or Berserking or things like that. Shadowmeld saves your butt.
Yeah.
So many times. You can use it to get out of combat. You can just, you know, it's very useful, especially if you are not a rogue and can't banish. It's like being a mini rogue in terms of having that skill. To me, that is worth a whole lot of points in my mind when I'm looking about what race to play.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm playing a class that can't be a Night Elf, then I obviously have to look at other things, and one of the things I do look at is Draenei because of that heal.
Mm-hmm.
for things like shaman or paladins or whatever. I mean, they have their own heals, but and that's a nice little extra bonus.
Yeah.
Do it. I don't play warlocks. I guess Draenei, I can't be them anyway, but oh well. Yeah, and Nissi mentioned the height thing. That's a big deal for me. Mm. I can't play short races because of that camera angle issue. Mm-hmm. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've tried playing gnomes. I think they're adorable, but I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it.
And that's, you know, as we said, we all have, you know, there's reasons why. So obviously, if I must admit, like for me, when I play, I cannot have camera, you know, like vision. It doesn't matter the height of the tune, I'm okay, but I cannot do one first person view. So, you know, people that have their cameras right in and all see is what they're saying.
Not me either.
And not do that. And therefore, when I'm on a particularly shorter tune, like, you know, like a dwarf or a gnome, I have to scroll my camera back. I have to be able to see. If I come in too close, it actually throws into like a vertigo, and I already get vertigo, as you guys know, so it physically makes me sick to have that kind of, that's why I couldn't do Overwatch. Like Overwatch, I loved Overwatch, but it's all first person, and I couldn't do it. I played a couple of times, and I was, at the end, I was like, I'm gonna be sick, it's not good. So, you know, so again, that, we've all got reasons why we do, you know, pick classes, races, and all of that. And it's all valid. Again, you do what you're comfortable with, but we do know a lot of people certainly enjoy to go Night Elf because of Shadowmail. And, you know, it is good to have a no shit button ready to hit when things go crazy, because we all know that does happen, and the reaction time to hitting that button and staying alive or dying can be a second, not even a second. It can be very, very quick. So, you know, it's
I did a thing, mm-hmm, where I thought I would try making a Tauren pacifist. Mm-hmm. And I did. I made her.
Yep.
She's not to the point where she can stealth yet. She's a druid. Mm-hmm. Since Torrents can't be rogues, mm-hmm, sadly.
Yes.
I'm paralyzed. I mean, I'm just waiting for the next Darkmoon Fair to get more experience, to just get myself out there, because she's got no way of escaping anything except run like hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go pick flowers. Mm-hmm. You aggro anything. You have to run away. That's just not my play style.
Yeah. It felt like such a slower grind in between doing the Night Elf Passy Rogue, which was my first ever max. So yay. And Passy, so yay. And then doing the Tauren Druid Passy, it felt like I was doing this, because you don't have those certain other things that, as a rogue, you know, you can certainly sneak around and, you know, all other things. So the Druid was an interesting way to go. Again, I got there, you know, we had got to max level last expansion, so yay. She's patiently waiting for me to come back.
I'm so impressed that you got there with her.
Yes, yes. It felt like a really long, slow journey on her. So yeah. All right, so we've decided on, you know, so we'll talk about the different, we know about the different classes, the different races, and all of that. So let's start off. They've chosen what they're going to do. They want to be, you know, gnome hunter, warlock, you know, undead warlock. Hey, You know, Passy Rogue, Night Elf Rogue, you know, whatever you want to do. So let's look at just the steps that we start to take when someone's starting off. Because as we know, and we do get this question quite often where people go, you know, something's wrong, I can't add my tune, it tells me to do this. So what is one of the very, 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 very first things people need to do when they log into their characters? Nisi, what is the main thing? What do they need to tick?
Yes. Number one, you do need to be following the rules from level one, even though you can't add to level 10. That is a big thing. Mm-hmm. But when you hit level 10, even when you hit level one and you just log in, it's a good practice to get into. You're going to want to open up your interface menu while you're setting up your character. You know, you're setting up your bars and all your little options. Go to your social tab in that interface menu. And there's a little box at the end of a column, the first column in that screen, that says display character achievements only. Something along that wording. I'm not sure if I have them in the right order. Mm-hmm. Dyslexic brain likes to flip words around. But you know, display character achievements only is a box. You need to tick that because a lot of dungeons, boss kills, raid kills, certain quests, certain achievements show up account-wide. So if you haven't checked that, even pet battles, if you haven't checked that and then you go to register your character, it's going to be like, oh, you've done X, Y, and Z, you're red flagged, you're not going any further. And you're like, no, I didn't. Did you check your box? A lot of people haven't checked the box. So it's reading all of the information for all of your characters coming back on that one character.
Exactly.
Very, very important that you've checked that box before you go to add.
Yeah. Exactly. Otherwise, it'll keep getting errors and things like that. So that is one of the biggest things. Okay. Now, I know, girls, sorry, I am jumping around. I've got
it's okay. Brains,
like, got all these thoughts and I'm trying to get through them. So, all right. So that is the very first thing that you want to do once you've logged in. Because I find, and I'm going to guess that you're probably very similar, if I do this as soon as I've logged in, before I've even set up the bars or whatever I need to do, if I've ticked that, I'm done. I'm happy. I don't, you know, have to think about it, doing that at level 10, etc. I know that I'm right. The tune's ready. You know, if I get myself killed in between 1 and 10, so be it. It's, you know, at least I know it's ready to go. So then we want to start off, and as we know, a fair chunk of people do like to go Night Elf. So, fair for you, starting as Night Elf and questing, no matter what you're doing, how do you find or where do you go with Night Elf areas, zones? Like, what is your play through? What's the word? You know what I mean. Like,
yeah. Modus operandi. Whatever.
Yes.
Yes. Whatever. Okay.
Yes.
So you want to play a Night Elf. Question that I get frequently is, oh no, I looked at that portal at the end of the dock in Darnassus and I can't get out of here. Until I'm level 10, I can't take the portal to Stormwind. Okay. So let me just give a quick rundown on escape from Darnassus and how to get back, because it's important. I mean, maybe you want to do 1 to 10 all on Teldrassil. I don't personally, but maybe you want to do that.
Yep.
Do anything you want to do before you even try to leave, but let's say you're ready to leave. Make sure that if you want to come back easily, set your hearth to Darnassus or Dolinar.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about getting back. Be sure before you even try to leave, pick up the flight path for Ruehen Village.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you use the flight path toys, which I heartily recommend, there are toys that are account-wide. Mm-hmm. You can use any toys. They're not cheap, but they buy them on one of your regulars. That gives you a bunch of flight paths. It does not include Ruethan Village. Mm-hmm. So you can easily port yourself right out of Darnassus and not be able to get the flight path back.
Yes.
Okay. Pick that flight path up. It's worth it. And then the easiest place to get to is Exodar. There's a portal to Exodar in the temple in Darnassus. Mm-hmm. Just hop right in and you'll find yourself in Exodar. There is no portal back. Mm-hmm. You're out of luck with that. But there is a portal to Stormwind. So you can certainly quest in the Draenei area in Azure Mist or whatever, or explore, do whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. But when you're ready to go to Stormwind, be sure you picked up the flight path in Exodar too. That is on the flight path toy, but
yep.
If you don't have the toy, just be sure to pick up flight paths everywhere you go. But you can go to Stormwind. There's no level requirement on that. So there you go. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in Stormwind, in the Mage Tower, when you port in, you'll see that you can in fact return to Exodar from there. That can get you back to Darnassus if you've picked up a flight path, because you can fly from Exodar back to Darnassus if you don't have your hearth there. But that takes money, and I'm assuming maybe you don't have money yet because you're very young.
Yeah.
And if you're a pacifist, you don't have no money at all.
I was going to say, if you're a passy, you're probably running around going, I need some copper.
You're looking for all the freebie flight paths, and these portals are free.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. And hearthing is free, which is why I suggest hearthing rather than taking the flight from Exodar back to Darnassus, because that costs like 5 copper or something.
So, yeah.
Which might be pretty close to what you have.
Yeah.
On a pacifist at that point. Anyway, so yeah, you can, when you're in Stormwind, if by any means you're trying to get exploration, you can take the boat to Borealis. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with that, and you can come back on the boat. They're free. There's no limitation there. The return portal to Darnassus that's on the dock in Stormwind is not open to you until you are level 10.
Yep.
So that's, just keep that stuff in mind. I discovered something the other night which I didn't know. There used to be a boat that went from the port in Darnassus over to Exodar. Now the boat isn't there, but there's a portal.
Yep.
You can take it, even if you're not level 10. You can go to Exodar on that portal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't come back through that portal, though, until you're 10.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Blizzard's wisdom is beyond me at that point. You know, whatever.
So you can get there, and that's
it. Leaves you off in the middle of the dock.
Yeah.
If you take the portal from the temple in Darnassus, it brings you into the Exodar itself, where you're safe.
Okay, yes.
You don't have to deal with the sneaking blood elf along the road between the dock and Exodar.
Yep.
Who might be...
Or the stags.
Thank you, at level 2.
And
there's a couple of birds panthers? That are... stuck in the ground sometimes near the dock.
Yep.
So there is a back way into Exodar right off the dock that might be a little bit safer. It is a lot longer because you have to go down this big old twisting ramp to get down into the city. But it could be a little bit safer to take that way than to take that road to straight up to Azure Watch.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yes. I mean, there is a couple ways, but there is certainly red mobs, like, right there as soon as you, you know, get through the portal, you're on the dock, and it's more paying attention, looking around, seeing, you know, which way you want to go, whether you want to take the shortcut or go the long way to go get the, flight path and things like that. So again, it gives you options, but just be careful. Like anything, going through portals, a lot of times it's going to put you somewhere safe and you're okay, but there's going to be times where it might, you know, drop you somewhere safe, but you're safe because, you know, then in five steps time you might not be so safe. So, you know, it's just being aware that there are certainly, you know, options to all of this. Okay, so anything else on that fair, or is that pretty much everything covered?
That's pretty much it. I wanted to throw in the fact that use free flight paths when you can find them. Mm-hmm. It happens that it's free to go from Ruethan Village over to Lordanow mm-hmm. and Darkshore.
Yep.
That's a free flight for you. Similarly, the flight from Stormwind to Goldshire is free.
Yep.
I think Karanos to Ironforge might be free. You know, there's...
Yeah.
If you have no money, free things are good.
Exactly.
Helps with exploring.
It does. And we love exploring XP because that is, you know, that is bonus is awesome. So we do enjoy that. All right, before we move on to the next lot of stuff, Nisi, any final thoughts on, you know, where to start?
No, just make sure you're reviewing your rules before you really get started. Make sure that this is definitely mm-hmm. the challenge that you want to do.
Yep.
And definitely look at those rules before you start, because you don't want to be reading them as you're playing and be like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. So and then you have to start over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely review and review the FAQ. Please, mm-hmm. please, please review the FAQ. A lot of your yes. questions will probably be answered in there. I know sometimes some people want an extra clarification, and that's fine. And we don't mind answering them. But if nobody's around at like 4 a.m. in the Discord server to answer your question, which can happen from time to time, mm-hmm. it'll probably get you your answer faster, because there is quite a lot of stuff in there. Some stuff pertains to specific challenges, but there's a lot of little itty bitty nitty gritty things in there that could save you some heartache if you had reviewed it before you mm-hmm. went and started playing.
Exactly. All right. Now let me just take some stuff from the chat room, because they've got some valid points that I also want to bring up for starting off. We talk about, so Stir says, another way to look at it, try to pick a class race that has a method to abort combat, which is basically what we've said. Night Elf has Shadow Meld, Rogue has Vanish, Hunter has Vane Death. Having more than one Night Elf Rogue has two. More than one Night Elf Rogue has two, yeah. You had mentioned that Shadow Meld certainly won't work if you've got a dot that's a mob's no. put on you. Yeah. So again, you know, be wary of that. What did I see?
Tiber was saying that if you do want to use Shadow Meld, make sure you test it before you need it.
Yes. So
you know how it's going to behave. And yeah, I do agree with that wholeheartedly. Because yep. it is a little fussy sometimes.
mm-hmm.
I actually am not a fan of Night Elves because of Shadow Meld. I know I'm an odd duck, but I just don't really like the dependency on it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's a little iffy. I like not putting myself in that situation where I would need it. So, but I'm a strange person. So it's like, it works good for if you're just starting out and just getting your feet under you as maybe a first race to try as a challenger. But then from there, I branch out.
Mm-hmm. Rudd mentions Paladin obviously has Lay on Hands, yes. Bubble, you know, the whole Bubble Hearth and things like that. So, you know, Pally class wise is a good way to go. I was also going to say, you know, sometimes you gotta feign death as a hunter, and I have done this myself. I'm not going to say a whole heap of times. I know a couple of times, but obviously your pet's in combat. you feign death, and, you know, then you're dead, because, you know, they turn and come hunting. So, feign death, you know, Rod did mention, feign death works well if you use play dead for your pet first.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're high enough, because play dead is...
I think that's a book from Shulzar Basin, a lot that you can buy from a vendor.
I think so.
So you'd have to be high enough to get to that vendor, because it's not at the flight point, the main flight point.
Yeah.
It's over where Nesting Wary is in his tent. And if you haven't set that flight point up, you do have to be able to traverse over there safely.
So I think it's still linked to a level. It says after level 35. So again, you know, you've still got to make decent progress on your levels to be able to utilize that. Okay, what else does it say? Take portals. Zeppelins, type of dimension, obviously zeppelins and tram are free, so very good way if you're horde taking zeppelins around from, you know, like from Ogrimmar to Thunderbluff, to over to Stormwind. It doesn't go Stormwind, Stranglethorn, you know, all of those kinds of things, because they're free. You can get some discovery XP that helps.
A tram is probably the safest transportation method in this game.
And, you know, and the tram is, it's such a pretty way to go as well. So, you know, you hop on the tram, and if you just swing your camera and watch the sight, you know, signs, it's such a cute scene of underwater and all of that. So it's a good, you know, it's certainly a good way to go, to get around from certain zones. So yeah, all right. Okay, which zones you want to hear, which zones Farrah and Nisi use to level their characters and which zones they avoid. Okay, well, we'll get to that in a little bit. So we might talk about, first off, let's talk about our definite do's and don'ts. Because there are stuff that we know it is very important. Like for me, when I log into my character, one, my do is make sure I've named it correctly. Make sure I log into the character. I like to set up, you know, all my warlocks have exactly the same screen. I am a creature of habit, if nothing else. So when I hit my oh shit button, that is going to work right across every single warlock I've got, every single toon I've got. I have a certain button set up for that. So again, for starting off, ladies, what else do we have? The do's and don'ts. What are the things that you suggest to our newcomers, as well as, you know, it helps to give refreshers for our experienced and veteran players? Nisi, what do you think?
Okay, well, I talked about the FAQ already. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you set up that box, when you first log in, just so you don't have to worry about it as much. I am actually paranoid, so when I do that at level 1, I actually double check to make sure the box didn't somehow become unticked at level 10 before I go and register, because weird things can happen sometimes. So I just like to double check. It happened like where bars get weird and buttons are missing and stuff, and so it's like, I know I clicked that, why isn't it there? So then I'm like, oh, wait, did this uncheck? So I always double check that. If you're brand new, especially if you're brand new, ask questions. There are people who have gone before you, and they have amassed a wealth of knowledge, and it may actually help you. So don't be afraid to ask. You can ask on the forums, you can ask in the Discord, you can send questions into the show. You know, we will get them answered one way or another. And you know, it'll help you build your own database of knowledge of what you can and can't get away with. And
ask in your guild too.
If you have a challenge guild, or if maybe somebody really knows this particular zone or something, And they're not a challenge player, but hey, maybe normal knowledge could also help as well if you're not familiar with that area.
Yeah.
You know, just little things. Always scout everything before you take a live challenge or something, especially nowadays.
Yes.
Because there's some weird things going on here and there, you know, with patches and hot fixes and what have you. I would definitely, if it's a thing that you've never done ever, whether it's on a normal or a challenger, definitely scout it first, preferably with a same character,
yeah,
class, race, combo, gear, before you take your live challenger through it. It might save you some issues. Do remember to, yeah, like, check the forums on the website. Take your time. This isn't a race under normal circumstances, unless it's a specifically stated event. But normal challenge play is not a race. Take your time. Don't rush. Rushing can cause mistakes. And, I didn't need to do that. And now you're dead. So, just take your time. Enjoy the journey. And adjust your play style. Because challenge play style is not normal play style. It is very, very different. If you try to play a challenger like a normal character, you're going to be dead. And you're going to be like, well, I'm mad. I don't want to play this anymore. Like, you didn't play it like a challenge character. You played it like you're a fully geared tier 10 whatever paladin, and you pulled every mob in a 20-mile radius. That's not going to happen on a challenger. No matter what challenge you're playing, it's not going to happen.
So actually, that's an interesting point. As we all know, there are certain things that you just can't play a challenge tune as a normal tune. I don't think we've had anyone hit max over the expansions that has ever been able to play a challenge tune like they play their normal tune. I'm just trying to go back and think about it. I mean, there's certain things that you might be able to do, but do you guys... I can't really think of anyone. I'm just trying to think of people that they've had to change their play style. Like, you just have to. Otherwise, you're going to be dead, like, really quick. So, yeah. I can't think of anyone who would have got away with being able to... play any.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you learn to make adjustments.
Yeah. You have to. Otherwise you end up dead because...
On the 25th version of that character, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, so, you know, it's just a valid point because we do quite often have people come along and say, well, I'm just going to play the tune like a normal tune. And I had a friend, he's no longer with us, rest in peace to him, but he was adamant that was the way he was going to play, you know, and God love him, and he tried. He played his Blood Elf Hunters the way that he wanted to play, and, you know, he had fun. That's what he enjoyed doing. He never got to max level. I think the highest he ever got, I'm gonna say, was about level 36. You know, but he had...
That's impressive, actually.
He had fun. That would have been back... I'm just trying to think. How long has he been gone now? He's been gone quite a few years. So, that would have been... I'm gonna say Warlords?
I was thinking WoD.
Yeah,
maybe
so,
very end of WoD or towards the end of WoD, or
and
very,
I could
very beginning of Legion, somewhere around in there.
Yeah, he has been gone for quite some time. So, and you know, it didn't matter. I talked to him about it, and he'd be like, "No, I'm just playing this tune the way I play every other single solitary tune." And you know, I say, "God love ya. Godspeed, have fun, whatever it is, just..." And he had fun doing it. Not when he died. Not when he got chased right across Ghostlands with, you know, whatever elite was chasing him and hunting him down. But he had fun. And, you know, and again, if that's the way that you want to play then go for it. You know, the tune's yours. You do what you do. But we're saying if you want to get to max, the chances of you playing a tune in a normal fashion to how you play your normal tunes is normally not going to work. So just keep that in mind, because you may have to change your play style. Not may, you will. You do have to change your play styles in a lot of aspects with challenge tunes. Okay, all right. So sorry, I jumped in there. What else do we need to cover?
Don't be cocky. Don't go into this thinking you're not going to die. It's going to happen at least once.
I laugh. Most people. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. At least.
Don't nerd rage when once. The death happens, because it's going to happen at some point. Like 99% of people are going to have at least one death. So use it as a learning experience. Be like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I can't do that way. Mm-hmm. Mark it down.
Yep.
Just, you know, try not to get nerd raging, flip table angry. Because it's going to happen till you get your feet under you, till you learn what you should not have done and what you should do instead.
Yep.
Utilize your rested XP. Utilize your XP options. So, you know, depending on the challenge you're playing, rested XP is good.
Yep.
If you're on a challenge that can open them, are good. Dark Moon Fair for some challenges. Plants versus Ghouls for some challenges. Mm-hmm. And Holidays for some challenges. Mm-hmm. Don't completely discount them off. Don't be like me and be lazy and be like, no, I'm not doing this. When you get higher up and you're scrambling for XP, you're like, damn, I should have done that. So, yeah. I mean...
I'll take those 220 points, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It sounds silly, but when you're starting to get higher up and you're like, oh god, I need something I can do that's not going to kill me. Oh, let's go do this. Oh, I'm only going to get this. I don't care. It's guaranteed XP, and I'm going to live for it and live through it, so let's do it. So, I mean, it does come in handy the higher up you get. And exactly. Don't forget to check your gear. Check the vendors, check Auction House. Wowhead has a gear finder tool that you can, we'll try to remember, put the link, mental note, put the link for that in the blog post.
Link, vendor, hang on. So when I say to you later, Nisi, what did I write down? You would be like, whoa, I have no idea. Okay, Wowhead,
so
right.
Don't forget, they have a vendor tool that you can set the gear filter from vendors to grays to whites. To what have you, so you have an idea of where you can go if you're on a challenger that can't have green gear. Yes. If you're on green gear and even some white gray gear, depending on your server's Auction House, you might be able to find it on there. However, there is a side note to using Auction House. Check the stats on the gear before you put it on. Some people use the whites and the grays and even some greens as enchanting level up items, where they're like, oh, I'm just gonna constantly re-enchant this. Oh, I have this white gray trash item, let me just enchant this. Oh, let me put it on Auction House, see if somebody buys it. So, you know, make sure that it's not enchanted before you put it on yourself, or even before you buy it if you can tell.
Exactly. There's nothing like getting yourself flagged because you've bought something off the Auction House that has been enchanted. So, and it does happen. So, all right. As Taco said, hands off keyboard if you have to sneeze.
Oh, Taco.
Yes. Yes. Also, biggest thing, what do we need to do? What's leader's rule number one?
Don't play when you're tired.
That includes me. Falling asleep while you're playing a challenge tune and ending up dead is not good. Falling asleep or when you're tired, you are slow to making, you know, reaction times, things like that. So I find if I'm tired and I'm playing a challenge tune and especially doing some tricky stuff, 9 times out of 10, I end up dead. I have years of experience to back that up. So. All right. Fair. Now, you've got some thoughts also on do's and don'ts. So, what else?
Yeah, I just want to elaborate a little bit more on what Missy was saying about gear.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're young and don't have much gold.
Yeah.
Be selective about what you buy. One mistake that I remember making early on, is thinking I needed to upgrade all my white and gray gear as soon as I could. Mm-hmm. And at this next level, I need to get my next level of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what if you're a mage or a caster of any kind? Do not bother upgrading your level one dagger. It isn't going to help you. Mm-hmm. All the way to max level, it won't make any difference because there's no int on it unless you're wearing green gear.
Mm-hmm.
So save your money. Unless you really want the look of a different item and have the money to spend on it, don't bother.
Yeah.
Me, for pacifist, I don't spend much money on gear either, because my strategy with pacifists is to not get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people have a different passy strategy where they like to poke the bear, grab the herb, and run away. Maybe some armor would help then.
Would that be a certain Gil Coroner that I know that you might be referring to?
Oh, maybe.
He likes to poke the bear. I know he's in the chat room somewhere. Yep, there he is.
It's an alternative passive strategy. People like to take more risks.
No wonder the elements are angry with him.
Yes. Exactly. All right. No, that again, very great point. So, yes, weapons, very good. Yes. What else?
Yeah. If you're a melee class, yeah, obviously get all the armor you can get on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be hitting you, and you're going to be hitting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the best damage on your weapon that you can. Makes a big difference. Later on in life, especially like if you go into the mall or whatever, put all the armor on that you can.
Yeah.
Get the best weapon you can for a melee person, particularly. Mm-hmm. But early on, I don't really sweat it whether I miss a level of armor or not. But I don't play that many melee classes except for rogues.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
So just be selective. I mean, auction house can be pricey. I like to buy my stuff at vendors when I can because it's so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, if it means you have to make a trip to a major city to buy it,
I'm always bad about upgrading my gear on certain challengers because I'm like, I'll just wait to see if something drops because I don't feel like taking the 15-minute trip back to the major capital city. And then 10 levels later, why are these mobs hitting so hard?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at my gear and I'm like, oh, I still have the same pants since level 5. Right, I should do something about that.
Yeah. And obviously with some challenges and some tunes, less is more. I know for my passies, you know, like stripping them right down just to have absolutely basic, you know, I think I had the one, the starter dagger that Passy Lita, you know, had started with. Once she got enough to be able to fish, and she got one of those, you know, fish she could hold in the offhand. So she had her dagger.
Yes, exactly.
And the fish, you know. So therefore, I would make sure the only things that I had on my bar for pacifist was to be able to sap and sprint, you know, and vanish.
Yeah, you needed to have that dagger for sapping, so a weapon for sapping.
Yeah. So every other spell that would come up, if it was damage spell, anything like that, was made sure, don't have it on my bars. And, you know, like all of those. So those are the little things that to think of. But I know you're going to give us a quick passy 101. And again, you know, passies is such... Well, Fair is our queen of pacifists. Let's just say that.
Yes.
I love, and I still cannot believe that, like, I had 2 max level pacifists last expansion. That's...
See, it's very doable.
Crazy. That's right. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Well, I have...
I think even Sir has at least one.
I know. I know. It's crazy. But again, you know, pacifism isn't for everyone. And for a very long time, I will be the first to admit I would, you know, not foo-foo it, but it was more like, you know, picking flowers, really? Like, I just didn't get the concept until we'll give it a go. And you know what? It is such an amazingly zen and fun way to look at trying to, you know, leveling a tune without killing anything. And I love killing things in game. So, you know, so let's do a bit of a breakdown. So, Fair, hit us with, for those that want to start up looking at pacifist, have never tried pacifist, new to the challenges, etc. What have we got for passies?
Yeah, this is like passy 101. I'll try to keep it.
Okay, I'm just going to get my coffee.
I know I've said this before.
Yep.
When you're deciding to make, you decide to play a pacifist, mm-hmm. pick your race and class thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you what to make, but consider factors like a crowd control ability, mm-hmm. whether it have stealth, yep. can you heal?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have means of escape?
Yep.
Some way. It could mean sprinting away, it could mean dashing, it could mean bubble hearthing, whatever it takes.
But, yep. Abort, as Stress said. Abort.
Abort, yes.
Yep.
In general, stealth is a tremendous advantage. If you're just starting out as a pacifist, I highly recommend it. I'm not saying you have to do it, but it definitely helps.
Mm-hmm.
Ask my poor little Tauren pacifist who has no stealth yet.
Yeah.
Sitting in Thunderbluff, cooling her heels. And rogues have better crowd control than druids. So just be aware. Sap is a wondrous thing. I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Druids have advantages later on, but early on, sap is certainly a nice thing to have.
Yep.
Now, I've made pacifists who don't have any of those things. I have a mage.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say.
I have a human.
Yep.
So the human can't shadow meld, and the mage can't do much of anything. So, she's equipped with a bouquet of flowers and a sparkler, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
it's a good way to go. Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of the best things you can do for a new pacifist is to start during the Dark Moon Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Or near to the Dark Moon Fair.
Yes.
Do the welcome quest. It'll give you 5 tickets that you can spend on Dark Moon storage boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You can only carry one at a time. So buy one, vendor it, buy another one, repeat, etc. You get 2 gold 50 from each bag that you vendor.
Yep.
So you're set for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Money is nice. I mean, back in the day, I can remember selling my gear
mm-hmm.
to get a little bit of cash.
Yep.
Okay, I'll sell my pants first because I'm wearing a robe.
Yeah.
Things like, no boots. No, I don't need the boots. Things like that. So
mm-hmm.
getting that little cash really helps. Prior to level 5, experience is what is going to give you most of your, or exploration is what is going to give you most of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared to run around, fly around once you get some gold.
Yep.
If you have the flight path toys, you can fly more places, but even if you don't, you have some flight paths available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Fly in, get the experience, fly out,
yep.
go on to the next one. There's a couple of places that aren't safe to land, really, if you're level
mm-hmm.
very low.
Yes.
Angoro is not the world's safest place to land.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alliance Flight Point in Blasted Lands in Netherguard Keep is not
mm-hmm.
entirely safe. There are rogues
yep.
who can smell a level 2 from miles away, trust me.
Yep. Yes.
Been there, died there.
Mm-hmm.
And starting around level 4 or so, you'll start to be able to pick up quests, at least if you're Alliance.
Yep.
You can pick up delivery quests from, for example, Northshire Abbey to Goldshire, or from outside the gnome starting area to Karanos, things like that. Carry the thing, FedEx quests,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
I can't find those on the Horde side. If anybody knows about them, I would love to know.
Razor Hill to Ogrimmar is, I'm pretty sure it's Razor Hill to Ogrimmar. There's normally one, or is it Sengen Village? I will double check that for you, but I know there is definitely.
Yeah, the only one I could find wanted me to kill something and take the furs. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to kill them. Just give me the furs and I'll carry them.
Yes.
But yeah, if you want to check it out, I would appreciate knowing. Mm-hmm. My little Tauren would appreciate knowing.
Okay.
But at level 4 in Stormwind, you can also pick up a couple of quests for a wine ticket and delivering some cloth mm-hmm. around town.
Yep.
Those are nice experience.
Yes.
So yeah, you'll start giving Ford these
does not
non-violent
have that.
Quests.
Yep. Yep. Alliance.
Yeah, Orgrimmar is not
has,
a friendly town for them.
Yeah. Alliance has these, you know, Stormwind has these couple extra little quests. It's just like, go here, go here, go here. And you're like, yay, XP. And you get to like Orgrimmar or Undercity and you're like, okay, have you got something for me? And they're all like, nope. So, you know.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that was a huge difference. I mean, mm-hmm. wow. Big difference.
Yeah.
I thought I was good at leveling baby passings, but then I made the tour one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at this.
Welcome to Horde.
Yeah. I'm not good at Horde. Obviously not. Mm-hmm. No. At level 5, your life changes. You can buy your professions.
Mm-hmm.
You can take any professions you want, but I highly recommend the ones that give experience, which is mining and herbing.
Yep.
Not only you get experience doing it, but you can sell the results
mm-hmm.
For
yes.
a pretty nice piece of gold. Most servers
mm-hmm.
you can sell a few lobby herbs, and you'll be all set. You can train archaeology at level 5 now. I don't suggest doing archaeology until a lot later.
Yeah.
When you out-level the mobs by the nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you really are in the poke the bear mode.
Yes.
Which I'm not. But basically, you can start doing your collecting herbs and ore
yeah.
at level 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is where stealth is helpful.
Yes.
If you can sneak around and then make sure the node is unguarded, grab it, mm-hmm. re-stealth, go away.
Yep.
All good. You can also train cooking and fishing. At level 10, you'll get a daily quest for doing mm-hmm. cooking and fishing in each major city. You can pick whatever city you want. You can only do one a day to cook and fish.
Yep.
The other big deal, and the reason for training all those professions, is the Darkmoon Fair gives a monthly profession quest for each of the professions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice chunk of experience.
Yes.
And you no longer have to have any skill level to do it.
Yay!
You can train fishing and immediately go to the Darkmoon Fair, find the pools to fish in, because mm-hmm. you catch fish from the pools mm-hmm. without skill. You have no need to have level 75 fishing anymore. Just go do the quest.
Yep. That is such a wonderful change.
It's a huge game changer.
Huge.
Yes, for
sure. Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. What else?
Avoid kills. Avoid mm-hmm. killing anything, even a mm-hmm. critter. Don't even look at it cross-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
As Lita mentioned, don't put damage spells on your bar.
Nope.
Don't
yep.
carry a weapon unless you're a rogue and you need one to sap.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, just
you only need one.
One weapon.
Yeah, you only
yep.
need one.
Just
so
one.
Don't be going around as a rogue with like double daggers, because that will get you into trouble. Just one, so you can sap. That's all you need to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So yeah, your bar will look pretty empty. I mean, you'll have mm-hmm. if you can heal, you'll have your healing spells. If you can run fast, you can have your sprint,
yes.
or your stealth, or your sap, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly you have an empty bar.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can live with that. One thing to be careful about is getting credit for kills that you didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Called proximity kills. And it's when somebody close to you kills something and you get credited with it.
Yeah.
And that is the most frustrating thing in the entire game, as far as I'm concerned. My solution for it is not to play around other people. If there's other people questing in the area, I go somewhere else or play another time.
Yeah. Move. On a passing.
Hearth, if you have to. Just get out.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating, though, because you're there, you're in a zone, and you're like, yeah, I've just got my, you know, my passy vibes on. I'm in the zone with her being in that. And sure enough, someone comes in and you're like, oi, this is my zone. Go away. And of course, then they're just doing their questing or whatever. And you're like, I'm going to have to move because they're not going anywhere.
They need so to kill like, 20 orcs here. Yes. Yeah. So they're going nowhere.
Yes. Right? So move.
When you're, yeah. You can do quests yourself that don't involve killing. Be careful about quests, because some things that you wouldn't think would count as kills can count as kills. Darkmoon Fair, for example, playing that silly whack-a-mole game gives you kill credits. You're killing pop-up dummies, but hey, it counts. There's a quest in Dunmoro that wants you to break out guys from ice tombs. You're killing the ice tomb, and you get credited for a kill for freeing the guys. Makes no sense, but there it is. So be really careful about doing anything that wants you to hit something and free something. Usually it's going to involve killing something else. So, yeah. Be careful. Ask questions about quests that you aren't sure about, or do a scout. Now, look, you can take a normal, take a regular, whatever, who hasn't done the quest, look at your kill count before and after you do the quest and make sure it hasn't incremented.
As Nisi says, that dreaded fire quest in Northrend. Like, there's, you do have to be very careful. But if in doubt and you've not tested it, you know, certainly ask the question. It is better to either scout it out, as, you know, as we know, or ask the question before you go and attempt to do something, especially, you know, especially we know with passies can take longer to level than some of the other ones. If you end up getting that kill, you know, all that work, like, it just, it is, what would you call it? It's soul crushing. Like, it just is such.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So if in doubt, ask the question. If you don't have time to check it out, you know, check the forums, all of that kind of stuff. Throw out the question, whether it's Discord, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is. If you're not sure about a quest, throw it out. We've got lots of people who might have an answer to be able to help. Otherwise, yeah, go check it out. Scout it for yourself if you've got the time to do so. Alrighty? Very, very important.
And on the subject of talking to other people, that's probably the best way to find out where people like to do their herbing or mining runs. Because everybody's got their own favorite spots. And, you know, people will defend those spots to the death in terms of being the best place. So I'm not going to even try to list them out. Just talk to people. You'll find them for yourself, too.
Exactly. We do have, I mean, there is so much. And I was going to bring this up before. With Shadowlands, we've certainly got such a plethora of, you know, places we can go with leveling, no matter what challenger that you're doing. You know, there is so much, isn't there, ladies? There is, you know, you can start from here, jump over to this zone, go here, go this expansion. There's so many different, you know, things that you can do with leveling of your tunes. So we've never had so much, I suppose, available XP to a challenge tune before, because we've always had to go from, you know, kind of like from this zone into this zone into this, you know, go into this expansion, whereas now
exactly
it's a lot more here. It's like here's the feast, go for it. You choose, you know, what you want. Do you want dessert first? Go for it. Well, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah. All right. Well, lots of fantastic information there about Passy. So thank you. Nisi. Bloods.
Yes.
Good old Bloods.
Yeah.
Okay, what have we got?
Unwanted red-headed stepchildren in all things. Wow.
So, well, you know, they do get overlooked for a lot of things, but, you know, when you can't quest, and there's so many things with quests, the poor little Bloods have to sit over here and be like, I can't go to Dark Moon Fair and get any XP.
We're just not allowed to go because our clothes are so filthy because they're all bloodstained and stuff. That
yeah.
Nobody likes the looks of us. there are a few key things to remember when approaching Bloodthirsties. The quests that pop up that say, hey, you can learn to ride, you can learn to fly, don't turn them in. I will leave them sometimes on my screen just to remind myself to go do it. Do not do the quest. You can learn how to do these things without the quest being involved. As soon as you get up to the person, abandon it, and then talk to the trainer and learn how to do it. We've seen instances where doing those quests count for 12 quests, not one.
Yeah.
So don't think, it's, oh, just one quest. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, and when you're restricted to with Bloods, are restricted to the amount of quests that you can have overall from 1 to 60. It's not per level or anything like that. It's total number of quests that you're allowed to do. And obviously, as a Blood, you don't want to do any, but sometimes you know, having a couple up your sleeve, just in case, is there. But there is a lot of work. Count wide stuff as well that triggers, and you know, doing one quest on your turn and the way that Blizzard has structured it, all of a sudden that one quest turns into 12, and you've just become red flagged because you turned in one quest. It's we can't change that. It's Blizzard's design with how the API works, so
that is out of our hands, but we do know in that instance the quest that triggered the credit for the other ones, so don't do that quest. And you don't need to. It was only ever there just to say, hey, you can go do the thing. You really don't need to do the quest. Sorry, it's thundering. It might be the noise.
Yay, love a good thunder. Yay.
But yeah, that just don't do that. Dark Moon Fair for Bloodthirsties is not your friend. Don't go. They won't talk to you, or they'll talk to you, but you can't do anything there. I mean, yeah, they've got that lovely ears quest where you can kill stuff to get things to turn in, but you can't do the quest, so there's no point in even going. Just don't go.
Yeah.
Don't. There's nothing there for you. Holidays are also not your friend as a Bloodthirsty. There's one holiday that you can sort of half-assedly participate in, and that is Noble Garden, where you can pick up eggs to buy a mount or pet. Honestly, it's not even really worth your time because you can't do the quest to get the XP for doing it.
Yeah.
I would leave that to a challenger that can do it to get the most out of it, or a normal character. Just you're better off spending your time killing stuff or getting rusted XP, to be perfectly honest, in my opinion. While you can't straight up just quest your little heart out on a Bloodthirsty, there are certain instances where you're allowed to do some quests as a Bloodthirsty. There is a link in the rules, and we're going to try to make that a little bit more visually, a little bit easier to find soon, hopefully. But right now, the link is in the Bloodthirsty rules. It takes you to a page of allowed quests.
Yeah.
This is very situational. It is very specific to a starter zone if you can't get out of it, a specific classes. And there's a couple of X-Pack transition points where you're allowed to do the quests. I strongly recommend, no matter where you are going to level, that you do the Legion Darlaran quest in the blink of an eye. This gives you a Darlaran Hearthstone. if you plan on going into BFA at any point, you're going to want that Hearthstone. And I know this sounds stupid, but as a Bloodthirsty, you can't do the quest to open the portal room in Borealis. You can't do it. You have to rely on the boats. Yeah. Getting there on the boats, we found a way to get there. If the boat should glitch and not show up, you can always take the Horde boat. There's ways to get there.
Yeah.
Getting home's another matter. Twice now, because I'm dumb, on my little rogue, and we found this out on stream this past week, and I think I found it out on somebody else too, maybe the mage. I didn't realize that, or didn't remember, that I hadn't done the Legion move in the blink of an eye quest.
Okay.
And I didn't have the Darlarian Hearthstone. And I was like, oh, crap. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to take the boat back to Stormwind. It dropped me in Hillsbrad. So...
Okay.
Hillsbrad is not an Alliance zone.
Nice.
The level I was... Yeah, I was level 50. Uh-huh. Couldn't go into Arathi because now that's all hostile and elites everywhere.
Fantastic.
And PvP zone. So I had to manually fly up Chillwind, carefully not flying over any Horde towns.
Yep.
And fly from there down to Stormwind. I mean, I could have gone to Ironforge, but I preferred to go to Stormwind for what I was doing.
Yep.
Because I had to go there anyway to enter the law. But yeah, that was not planned. That was not fun, and that took a lot of time. So yeah, I had it happen to another character too, and I was like, really, this bug's still here?
Yep.
So definitely strongly suggest you take advantage of the quests that you are allowed to do. It's a teeny bit of extra XP, and it, especially that quest, gives you a very handy utility because then you can hearth to Legion Darlarian, and Legion Darlarian has a portal to Stormwind. Portal. So
good point.
It's a lot of like jump through the hoops, but you're gonna want the hoops instead of dealing with the boat if at all possible. And then I had my Hearthstone set to BFA, so I could just get back easier that way. But yeah, definitely think about where you're gonna be leveling and what you're gonna need to do to get around, because that was kind of a pain in the ass, to be perfectly honest, once it happened. And I'm like, nah.
Thanks for testing that, Niecy. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it was one of those things I hadn't thought about till I needed to go do it. And I was and I didn't have any other way to get back. So I was like, great. No. Yeah. You know, and I was like, I'll just take the boat back. It'll be fine. This Hillsbrad thing is a bug. It only happens once every so often. And then it happened again. And I'm like, really? I'm like, Blizzard, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's no water here.
All righty. Yes. But, nothing like getting thrown into somewhere that you just like, oh, yeah.
Did not plan to be and did not want to be. But yeah, so definitely utilize the things that you are allowed to do.
Exactly. Very good point. All right. Let's go on to our final thoughts. I might start with Fair first. Final thoughts on, you know, again, back to basics for those new to starting out or new to trying maybe a different challenge, a different, you know, class race combination. What thoughts have you got for them?
The thought that came to my mind is play a class that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be spending a lot of time with this character. You're not going to enjoy it if it's a class you hate.
Yep.
Don't worry about what class is the hardest or the easiest. People ask that all the time, which is hardest, which is easiest. Those things are totally subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in some classes, they start out easy and get hard and vice versa. So,
yeah. That play very
what you like.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, just offhand, ladies, like your max levels, like time played, and you know, when you think about your time plays on your capped tunes for this expansion, we're talking days, weeks, months, especially obviously for older tunes that have been around for quite some time, you know.
We won't talk about that.
it's a lot of time. Fair, you're completely right. You're spending a lot of time on that character, so play what you're, you know, you're happy to be doing, which is the first thing. If you find that, you know, you die, then you can always change and do different things or start up, you know, like be an alcoholic. We all love alcoholics.
Exactly. You know? Is this one tune thing, right?
Yeah. It's you know, it's one of those things you can make, you know, you can pick and say, okay, as a bloodthirsty, I want to go and make a night elf hunter. I want to go and make an undead warlock. I want to go and make a, you know, tauren druid. And, you know, you can try different classes, different races and see what you feel is good. You know, you might normal a human paladin. Well, you might not feel like playing that as a challenge to him. Well, then give something else a go. It's your call. It's your choice. But again, you're going to spend a lot of time on these characters to get to max. Just enjoy it. Nisi, what's your final thoughts?
Well, just to kind of go with what Fair said. Yeah, I mean, you're not locked into to that character. You can't play a different one. If you're not enjoying it, do something else. Mm-hmm. Try a different character. Try a different class race yep. combo. You know, try a different spec. You can change specs. But, you know...
Wait, we can change specs? Can you change specs?
But, you know, to give them a try. Nothing is going to change if you don't like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. It's not for you. It's not for everybody. Yep. You know, and they are a little bit of a time sink. Fair and I can attest to that. Also depends on how much you play, how big your time sink is going to be. But, you know, it just have fun. Remember to... change the way that you play to a small degree and find a path that's going to work for you. It's awesome to hear about how everybody looks and thinks and approaches them and what zones they tend to go to, what zones they tend to not go to. Do they use crummy time? Do they not use crummy time now that that's a thing? And what are the reasons for not for doing so? And it's just kind of it again helps you build an information database to pull from that's going to work for you. So as long as you find a way that you can get through the challenges that you enjoy and are having fun doing so, that's the big thing, you know, just have fun.
Exactly. And I must admit, my final thoughts just to throw out there is to, again, back up basically what the ladies have already said. Enjoy what you're doing. You know, one, this is a game. We want to have fun, even when you're doing the challenges. And I know there are times when we're all a little bit like, That is part of it, but you want to have fun. So, you know, pick your races, your classes, whatever you want to do, go have fun with it. The other thing is ask your questions. You know, we have got so many veterans, people that have been playing challenge tunes for a while. I was going to say for a long, long time, but for a while. Pick their brains. Ask the questions, you know, that's, if in doubt, ask, you, that's always a good way to go, you know, how people play, and just because you might not be working for you, they might give you something that might help, you know, in another thing that you're doing. It's, you can kind of pick and choose from the information that you get from our veterans, and it all helps so you can develop your own challenge play style, so to speak. And the last thing, again, very, very, very important. Leader's rule number one, do not play a challenge tune when you're tired. Otherwise, you will be re-rolling. So, yeah, that's my best advice I can give. If you play when you're tired, you normally end up dead. Okay, I normally end up dead, and I'm just passing this information on to you guys, so be wary. All right, okay, so we might do a very shortened version of our weeks in WoW. Let's see, Nisi, how's your week been?
It was actually one of my quieter weeks, to be perfectly honest. We got 3 Bloodthirsties leveled. Got Soul Snuggles to level 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Holy Priest. We got the Beastmaster Hunter to 56 out in Bastion. And we managed to get the Rogue through the mall. And they hit 51, and they're just chilling in Aspirin's Rest, waiting for me to get the nerve to try to go kill something else. But that took a while to get through the mall on that one, and I did that on stream so that people can see what they're in for.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, yay. I mean, yay for a slightly quiet week and all of that, because... you know, weeks can be crazy.
It was busy.
So yeah. And yay for, I have it, Soul Snuggles. It's one of your names that I gotta think about saying. S's.
Well,
I figured that
was better than Soul Snuffer, but you know.
I always have trouble with that one. But congratulations on level 40 and 56 on your hunter. So, yay!
Yeah, I am slowly seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just like, I am so done with Bastion now.
Oh, yes. All right. Fair, how has your week been?
Well, someone mentioned to me in Guild earlier today that they hadn't seen me much, and there's a reason for that. This past week got flying in Shadowlands.
Yay!
Yeah.
Congratulations! Dead.
Yeah. Got flying during an expansion. This is the first time since Draenor that I got flying during an expansion. That's... anyway, my thanks to my very good friend, whose hunter helped me get Threads of Fate and helped me get flying.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah. My druid's job was to keep her pet alive.
Nice.
And nice. She did it very well.
Excellent.
Anyway, flying is wonderful. It opens up some additional options for challenge tunes in the Shadowlands, especially in terms of making it easy to do exploring and easier and safer to get to some of those world quests that would be reasonably safe if you could just get there. So, yeah, it's a help. And I'm excited to get it.
So, nice.
Yay.
Very excited for
my
you.
Other... yeah, thank you. My other thing, my ongoing thing, my so-called threadbare Iron Druid, Veriona, is 35% of the way through level 59. Yes, it's a milestone. 33% is like a milestone to me, so... next milestone is 50%, but probably have to wait for the Dark Moon Fair for that. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's slow.
Yes.
This is the one we won't talk about playtime, because she's been around since she was an Iron Champion at level 90, so and every time since. So she's been around the block a time or two. She does Shadowlands.
I can't wait to see like total time. Like I just. It always fascinates
massive.
Me with your tunes.
It's
just like hot damn. All right. Well, 35% through. Well, we're all
she does chest
so
hunting.
Much like this. Yes.
Except not in PFA because I can't fly there. So.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's very exciting. But again, so huge congratulations for flying in Shadowlands. That's.
I know. I can't believe I did it.
Yay. And thank your friend so much. That's awesome of her to help you out with that. That's
amazing. She's my oldest WoW friend. She's the person that got me into WoW in the first place. So
lovely.
We've been doing together for many years.
Oh, that is fantastic. So, well, pass on from all of us. Just say thank you.
I will. Thank
we just
you.
We think that's so good. That's so good. All right. So, hang on. I want to say Chris just gave us another 100 bits. Thank you, Chris. Never play tired. Absolutely. And Dave, Hillbilly Jim. It's still Dave. The Hunter. Dave. It's always Dave. Just resubbed 40 months. Dave, thank you. He hates doing dishes and laundry, but that is his fate this evening. It's got to be done. Got to be done. We understand. Yes, it's fun. Absolutely. All right. My week in WoW is falling asleep 3 times in an hour trying to play yesterday or whenever it was, Friday night. I've not done very much playtime at all on anything this week. Plus, I went back to work after holidays. Yay. Anyway, that's a whole different podcast we have to do on that. Anyway. Okay, so let's do... Where is my bumpers? I've got a bumper. Here's one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer. God, I miss her. She's doing good, but I miss seeing her. All right. So let's first off, we just want to mention a huge congratulations to Crispy T. Crispy T on reaching max level and becoming our 5th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty champion. The write-up for Christoph's tune, which is Crispy T, has been done. It's up on the website. I don't have the link, but anyway, it is there, so you can have a read. Congratulations to that. So we've had 5 Bloodthirsties this expansion so far. How exciting. That's yay. It's very exciting. So congratulations on that. Any other news that I had to last minute that I had to throw in?
I don't think so.
What was the issue that still hasn't been fixed? Gormageddon? No, that we had.
Yeah. Gormageddon still hasn't been fixed. That's still a void.
Avoid. Yep. Definitely avoid. There's lots of things to avoid. I think we've got a whole post on the forums for, you know, things not to go to. But definitely if you come across something, and again, not sure, you know, send through questions, etc. to us and we can go from there. All right, let's do, where's my little, let's do this one from our favorite little goblin. Here he is.
Chit-chat!
Oh, Zorts. Love him. All right. So, as we always like to start our chit-chat section with, we're going to play this cute little bumper from Azzy. Here it goes.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, the crickets, and I didn't color code it, but you know what, Nisi, you do this one, and then Fair can do Dave's.
All right. Azzy's pun vault. What do you call it when you misspell the word blood? A typo.
That's cute. I do like that one. That one's very cute. Oh, nice. All right. We've got one from Dave Fair. Can you get that one for me, please?
Yeah, from Dave's Words of Wisdom. A computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I've had those moments.
Yep, that's true. I think we all have. Technology can be so good, and then it can be, yes, we understand that. So thank you, Dave. Appreciate that one. I didn't pick up any words of wisdom or jokes this week. I did share my cute little joke with everyone at work, and they thought it was hilarious, not like other people. They thought it was, you know. Okay. Some thought it was hilarious. Some just rolled their eyes, similar to other things. So, anyway. But, yeah, I've not really had any time to find find one, but I'm sure if I find a really good one, I'll put it in for next week. All right. I think we've covered everyone. I think I got most of the comments through. Again, you know, thanks guys for being here and contributing to the chat room. Really, really appreciate it. We know that there is, you know, getting started. We've all been there. We've all done that. We've also dealing with, you know, getting started after expansions have started. There's, you know, there's so many different things. So again, ask your questions. We're here. We've got Discord, Facebook, Twitter. You know, there's many forums. Forum posts is also a really good way that if in doubt, ask, or scout. You know, if you're really not sure, take a scout through a section or a quest or an area and see how you go. So yeah, so thank you very much for everyone being here, Nisi and Fair, for contributing that. So we're gonna wrap everything up. Nisi, can you do our thank yous to our Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. We would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. You guys help us keep things going, mm-hmm. and we greatly appreciate you.
Yes.
So, without further ado, we would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Again, you know, they help keep the lights on, like we like to say. So thank you very much for everyone who contributes, to those that contribute just through retweets and likes and, you know, sharing and all of those things. We do appreciate that. Heart to you all. And for anyone that's listening now on the podcast, you know, again, for downloading, subscribing to podcasts, thank you, guys. Your support in whichever way you give it is great, and we appreciate that. Now, from Stonester and myself, we want to thank our wonderful mods. Again, you guys do an awesome job. Thank you so much for all the things that you do, especially for making my life so much more easier. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and I thank you guys for that. To our code wardens, thank you to Elky, Fim, Naptime, Bell, and to you guys here, being here, you know, participating, giving all your thoughts as to, you know, back to basics. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Now, we will be back, yes, next week. To think, I was like, no, next week. We are back next week, which is Saturday, July 24 at 7 p.m. Eastern. And again, Nisi and Fair, thank you so much again. We two wonderful veterans who have got so many, you know, again, different play styles, lots of thoughts, lots of experience. So thank you both for joining me and all your thoughts this week. I do appreciate that. Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord, Nisi, hashtag 48863. You can find me on Twitch, streaming a few days a week, and the page over there is NisiBGN. You can also find me on Twitter, at NisiBGN, and I do have a YouTube page that I archive most of my Twitch VODs on, and that is also NisiBGN.
Excellent. And Fair, where can we find you?
I'm in Discord on Fair, also in the guild on Warm Rest Accord, US Alliance side. Mm-hmm. Anything with Fair in it, Fair would be me.
Pretty much, yes. All right, and don't forget where you can find all the information over at wowchallenges.com. There is also information there for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can download the episodes over on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you've got any thoughts, any questions, any jokes, puns, like, please send through an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find me. I am on Twitter as Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. Contact me via Discord, etc. Or, you know, poke me on Facebook, with, like, whichever. I'm there. Just be aware that there's a lot going on and it might take a little bit of time for me to get back to you, because work, life, these things. But, you know, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So yeah. All right. Our last letter. Thank you. Sneezy, can you do that for me, please?
Sure. We'd like to thank Mr. Bright01 on our lovely intro.
Yes.
And you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. And we'd also like to thank Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. We love those guys. They do awesome things for us, and we greatly appreciate it. Okay. Well, again, chat room, thank you so much for hanging out. Fair and Nisi, thank you for hanging out with me this week. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of information for everyone to, you know, to go through and take what works for them. So thank you for sharing much knowledge. I do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, on that note, everyone, please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will be back next week. We will see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.